Paul, your assessment of the game, first of all?
I did. Great win for Doncaster. It was always going to be a good game against two good sides. We certainly never started the game in any shape or form. You know, found ourselves 2-0 down, probably deservedly so. You know, tried to get back up and fight and scrap, but never ever really got any fluidity into our game. Never really looked like, you know, second half we had chances. You know, Doncaster were relying on breakaways. You know, if we'd have got one of them goals, we'd have all been delighted, because 2-2 would have been okay and you move on. You know, the reality of it is we are where we're at. You know, it's been such a disappointing week. We left this stadium last week so high. You know, you can feel the disappointment around the place, and that's huge for us all.
Why do you think you didn't start as well?
Listen, I'm not going to engage in them type of conversations on the radio. The radios now are for public opinion. You know, we haven't started well because of what we'll discuss with the players and we watch DVDs. Not to me, making me look a strong manager and start nail the place.
What did you make of their two goals, though, Paul? What disappointed you most?
I thought they were great goals, both great finishes and both great defending.
Where'd you go from here?
We go Tuesday night, we play here in the Czech Trade Trophy, and then next Saturday we go to Orient.
How disappointing, though, the performance on the whole, was it?
You're not going to be allowed to keep asking me negative questions. We've lost 2-1 in a game of football.
OK, what were the positives for you from tonight?
None. So it's difficult for you interviewing me, isn't it? I do apologise, because I'm not trying to be clever. You're looking for me to be in misery, and I'm not going to be. This is a tough industry we're in. Was you at our game here last Saturday?
I wasn't, no.
No, and we all leave thinking we've cracked it. Everton's great in the world. Two games later, you know, the negativity and the confidence, which is huge in football, can drain away. If you can see goals in this game to opposition teams, the confidence will drain out, yeah. And unfortunately now, the last week, or the last two games, you know, we've conceded sloppy goals from individual mistakes that have led us to losing games. And that's something that we have to eradicate quickly.
Second half, completely different, though. Do you feel you deserve more from it?
Yeah, of course we did. We did. Of course we deserved to take a point out of the game. You'd be lying if you never said we did. But, you know, you get what you deserve sometimes. If you don't start the game, it's hard to all of a sudden say, well, all of it, yeah, we'll get going now. Now we'll start. You have to start. You know, people love coming to Fratton Park to play football. And if we're not, you know, the most hard-working team on the pitch, the likelihood is we weren't. And certainly Doncaster had a lot of quality, but also had a work ethic and a desire. I didn't think we could match them. Or I thought we didn't match them for that early on. I felt when we did start matching them, we took control of the game without ever getting that goal that I did feel we deserved.
I know you highlighted their talent before the game. Is it fair to say you think you probably won't face many tougher games?
Just keep going, mate. It's a long season for everyone. You know, after 11 games, people get high and low. And, do you know, when you win, everyone does. Doncaster, an excellent side. They've got a very good manager in Darren, a very experienced lad. They've got quality players within the team, so you'd expect them to be up there for sure.
I know you don't like talking about referees and their performances, but I've got to ask you, should you have had a penalty in the first half?
Listen, I'm not. We got beat 2-1, so, you know, I'd like to think I can have a bit of. I'd be quite vociferous towards referees during the game, but I'll never criticise them after the games. They have a tough job, and it's never easy to referee, so I hope that answers your question.
Can I just get your take on the change today as well? What was the thinking behind that in your back line?
No, mate, I'm not going to ask to change it, because no one asks you about changes every game, so, you know, I won't get drawn into making changes.